Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
All right, welcome. It's the 5 o'clock hour on Friday. So in about 15 minutes, we're headed to the first round of the Moist Line Callers. Get yourself prepared. It's over 4 minutes of them babbling away on an assortment of subjects. We'll have another round at the end of the show. And in between, we are going to have the mob members led by John Cobalt. And maybe he doesn't need the mob members. Mm. He's going to lift someone up and throw him in the dumpster.
I'm looking at the guy.
You're looking at
him? I'm looking at photos of him, yeah.
Oh, photos.
Yeah, I didn't know what he looked like, and he looked like I thought. Are there guys who just look like wieners? And he's got that wiener look.
Oh, you know, I've never looked at him. I should look at a picture. Yeah. I didn't think of doing that.
You'll see. He screams wiener.
I just...
$576,000 salary. But we'll give you his name and the reason that we're throwing him in the dumpster coming up after 5:30.
I'm reading a number of stories that say that a lot of the blame for the problems with Russia trying to take over Ukraine are going to be laid at the feet of Vladimir Putin's defense minister. There's a pretty funny story that one of the puppets they installed in Ukraine to run their Russian-occupied territory said that guy should shoot himself.
Well, it is a bad performance.
It is a bad performance.
I mean...
And I heard that Putin may throw him under the bus. It may be a partial way out of this. I don't know. I wish it would be, rather than nukes.
But. The somebody in his cabinet, somebody in his inner circle, challenged Putin directly about the way the war is going.
That. Yeah. Is he dead now?
He will be. In fact, we could speculate, is he going to be another guy who falls out of a hotel window?
Oh, yeah.
Or is he accidentally going to get caught in a wood chipper?
A poison dart?
Yep. the umbrella poke?
Little tea?
Yeah, right. He better hire a taster.
You probably aware of the stories they're running everywhere today that they began sending the inflation relief money to Californians. They're not checks. A lot of them are direct deposit into accounts. It's a bribe, and it's idiocy. And this was the thing that started. What was that, in January they talked about this? Finally, here in October, they're giving some money to people. You probably have to make less than $75,000 if you're a single filer in California to get the money, and about twice that if you're filing jointly.
What would it was supposed to counteract the gas price increases, and the fair thing to do would be suspend the state gas tax.
Yeah, that's
for
directly affecting the purchase
because
right.
They have $100 billion surplus, and we've got a lot of gas tax here in California in several categories. I think there's one bulk tax that's about 54 cents. But that doesn't begin to address all the different types of tax and fees that are charged. But that would be the fair thing to do, so that everybody who has to pump gas all week would get a break on the price.
And they won't do that. If they calm down. The governor also announced today he is calling that special legislative session. It'll be in December. He wants the Assembly and the State Senate to consider passing a tax on excessive profits with the oil companies. He had tweeted about this the other day, and the only way he could do this is by calling a special session because the legislators are done for the year. They're campaigning now for the November elections, and then there's really nothing that happens after that with the holidays. But he wants to drag them back in December to try to tax oil company profits. This is just rank price gouging. They can get away with it. They're taking advantage of you. Now, again, for the 10th time this week, this is self-inflicted. California used to have over 50 refineries. We're down to less than 20. This is by design from the state of California politicians. It began 16, 17, 20 years ago, whatever, where they do want to reduce your gas-powered car driving. And it doesn't bother them if gas prices run up. And the oil companies are like, oh, it's not really paid to do business in California. So we're not going to expand operations. In fact, if a refinery breaks, that's it.
It breaks.
Just shut it down.
Right? Yeah, they shut it down. They walk away from it. So there's going to be fewer and fewer refineries.
Which limits supply. And when supply is limited, prices go up. That's what we're facing. You know, you would think that looking at this, if I was an oil gas company, I'd say, gas prices are reaching $7 a gallon in California. Let's go there and bilk those people. That's not happening.
No. And they're not bilking anybody in the other states. And that's where his whole conspiracy theory falls apart. I tell you, he will tell bald-faced lies, and nobody in the media calls him on it. Nobody. And that's why he's confident looking into the camera and with his fake rage about oil company price gouging.
Right.
And he knows it's fake, and everybody watching in the media knows it's fake because there's 49 states where this is not happening. So they know he's acting. It's theater. And it's just dreadful. It's just dreadful, the theatrical game that the press plays with this idiot governor. He creates an intolerable situation. We are sitting on so much freaking oil in this state. It's unconscionable that he doesn't allow the drilling of the oil.
Well, when you pass a law that we can't buy a gas-powered new car beginning in 2035, you think he's going to allow anybody to drill for oil?
Well, the whole thing is nuts. All the components of his policy is crazy, and it's just going to punish people, and eventually everyone's going to wake up. Eventually.
Well,
right now, it's like, oh, I'd love to buy an electric car. Yeah, then why aren't you buying one?
Well, we already did that. The survey said small percentage of people are going to plan to buy an electric car in the next few years.
That polls in the LA Times was hysterical because 55%, I approve of this ban on electric, on gas-powered cars. Yeah, you're going to buy one? Well, I don't know. Well, why won't you buy one? Well, it's not really affordable, and, you know, they don't go very far. I might end up with range anxiety. You might end up with range anxiety.
Yeah, that's a real sweater. You're really sweated out there. Now, the Wall Street Journal also pointed something out. There is a ballot measure, Proposition 30. That's the one where they want to raise the income tax on higher earners. I believe it's $2 million or more in order to fund electric cars. So Lyft drivers can get subsidies and get electric cars thanks to the taxpayers. The reason I'm bringing that up, and that may pass. I saw a poll that says that right now people are looking very favorably at Proposition 30. But the Wall Street Journal points out that Gavin Newsom and the legislature, they pulled kind of a sneaky tax. It's a little complicated to explain, but it's all about the employee payroll tax that you pay. And they have expanded the family leave benefit. Workers can currently receive a 60 to 70% wage replacement to take up to 8 weeks off to care for a new baby or a sick family member. Starting in 2025, they'll be eligible for between 70% and 90% of their wages, and even more for lower earners. But to do that, they had to raise the employee payroll tax, and they're going after the wealthy people. They're going to have to put more money into the payroll tax fund, the employee payroll tax fund, and that essentially on the top earners is going to make the top income bracket in the state of California 14.4% in the year 2024. So a Prop 30 passes together, it's going to be over 15% on the top earners.
Now you may say, hey, I don't care. I don't make $1 million and I never will.
Yeah, I'm not a top earner.
Well, get this. If you make between $61,000 and $312,000.
That's a lot of people now. $61,000, that's low.
Your tax is going to go up to 10.4%.
The effective income tax rate?
Right.
Right.
So people
yeah.
in the middle to upper middle class in California will now pay more than millionaires in almost every state except for three.
Wow.
Yes. So you're saying
that in states like New York and New Jersey, the top tax rate on millionaires is not 10.4%.
Correct.
But if you make $61,000 in California, it'll effectively be 10.4%.
So this general concept that people believe is that the wealthy are heavily taxed, and people who are in the middle class is not so bad. That's not true. It's just that the wealthy in California make so much money, more than the wealthy in any other state, because of the tech industry.
Right.
Because of the immense amount of stock that they own. And the stock market has exploded so much, so many people have cashed in their profits, that yes, they produce an unbelievable share of the revenue for the state. But that doesn't mean that if you're middle class, you're not paying a whopping tax. You are. And after this goes into effect, you're making $61,000 and you're paying 10.4%?
In California state income tax alone, think of the states that don't have income taxes.
There is no other state in the union that takes 10% of a person's salary when they're making only $61,000 a year. That's obvious. That's obviously
California, that's pretty much poor.
Right.
Especially if you live in the Southern California, LA region.
So a middle-class person in California is treated the way a millionaire is treated in almost every other state in the union.
And that does put it in good perspective, doesn't it?
But again, that's not explained to people. People don't understand that. You don't get a poll on that. You don't get coverage on that. How wrong and unfair it is.
No, the Journal pointed it out. Some reporter must have done some digging and realized that's what effectively is going to happen with this new payroll tax increase.
First article I've seen on it.
Oh, but you'll get generous family leave, John. I'm going to fake a sick relative.
It's too late. Kids already
find somebody.
My kids already grew up. I don't get to enjoy that.
Well, you can fake a sick relative. A family member, it says. Suffering.
But to sit home for 2 months?
Well, sure, you can watch the baseball playoffs.
Yeah, well, I would have picked this month off. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's what you should have done. Let's call on the Moist Line, people. You leave a message. You can do that using the iHeartRadio app. There's the microphone icon, and you just call the toll-free number. Is another way to do it, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Newsom wants to knock 25 cents off with the winter blend. And then what? Monday, gas has gone up another 40 cents. So what good is that going to do?
I am so tired of Deborah Mark acting morally superior because she cares about animals. You know, other than psychopaths and sociopaths, everybody cares about animals, but they don't go around constantly bragging about it.
Hey, Kamala, you ignorant. You're not supposed to drink the bong water. Gavin Newsom wants to look into the oil companies for the extortion of the gas price. Well, if the gas price in California is $2 more a gallon than it is in Arizona, that is not going to the oil company. That's going to Gavin Newsom. So perhaps we should audit Gavin Newsom for his extortion.
You do not want to take a public bus. That is like an incubator for COVID, pneumonia, I mean, everything, okay? Yeah, and they're all people who pick their nose and wipe their boogers all over, and they don't wash their and it smears on the seats.
The kids' social security numbers are used to take out loans, and people don't realize it until they turn 18. But, again, it's minorities, so the school district probably doesn't care.
How about if we take the billions of dollars that we are sending to help Ukraine and help our damn selves so we won't have to spend all this money on gas? And they keep lying about all this electric stuff. We don't even have any electricity.
I've been trying to get this off my chest for a long time. My name is Steve, and I'm addicted to parking lots.
Deborah Mark, I suggest you never go on safari in Africa. Lions attacking gazelles and ripping them apart. A totally ripped open zebra with lions chewing on it. You won't be able to take it.
Putting people away for drug charges doesn't make sense at all. There are way more drugs in prison than you would think.
$6.30 for a gallon of gas? I mean, if people vote for Karen Bass, if people vote for frickin' stupid greasehead Newsom, and if they continue to support this leftist communist agenda, I mean, you know, have at it. Call it a day. It's over.
What is Summer Blend? I don't know. I don't get that one. You know, is that the cocktail they pour you over the bar and say, hey, here's your Summer Blend. Maybe an extra blend. $20. I don't know, brother. I just, our brothers.
I think he wanted to drink.
I don't get it. Guys are the best. Giddy up. Chop, chop.
I think the reason that the gas prices are so high in California is because the oil companies are so sick and tired of California's BS environmental climate change legislation that they're raising the prices to make everyone pissed off at Newsom.
I thought of that too, actually.
Where did the water bottling companies get their water from? And why, if they do get it from the same place, are they still bottling water? And are there any politicians on the board of those companies?
We were going to go down to Knott's Scary Farm and see some monsters, but we're like, no, we're going to go to downtown L.A. We saw zombies and monsters and, like, people with weapons, and it was scary.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it
Happy
is.
Halloween.
Skid Row Halloween.
He said he doesn't get that ambassadorship to India. Well, when his term ends, why can't he now go and volunteer for all those homeless places?
Yeah.
John and Ken have crazy eyes.
I believe that the gas prices are so high because Mr. Gavin Newsom came out and said that we're going to drive electric vehicles in the future. So the gas companies, they want to take as much as they can.
The fuel that was designed for summer-winter blend was designed in the 70s when we didn't have fuel-efficient cars and air pumps running them. So that's bull. They don't need that fuel anymore.
Trying to wrap my head around something here, and I'm not really sure if I can. Okay. We want to build hundreds, if not thousands, of new homes for the unsheltered, yet we can't even keep the water running or the electricity. How are we going to take care of all these new homes? Are they going to have blackouts just as bad as us?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Well, the difference is that the vagrants are already here, so they're already consuming water and, I guess, power. But well, that's a good question other people have asked. It's like, you want to build all these homes, and we're short of water, we're short of power?
Because it's all effed up. They don't have any plans that make sense, really. It's all a disaster. You know, look, that is a very funny collection of calls. You people have to vote differently. You must, if you don't vote differently, vote differently.
And I thought of what that lady said in there, which she's talking about the oil companies are probably fine with raising the prices. They want us to get really angry and do something about the California climate change policy and why they're trying to drive people out of gas-powered cars.
Yeah.
So if the price is high enough, they're hoping for a revolt to change all these policies from CARB and Newsom.
Well, there's either going to be an incredible rebellion or the state's going to empty out. One of the two, because you're not going to be able to live this way.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
I just just saw on TV a copy of a tweet. I don't think we mentioned this before. Or I didn't know about it. I always think that maybe I have these blackouts. But Newsom is calling a special session to investigate the greed of the oil companies.
You had a blackout.
We did talk about this.
Oh, my God. Just 30 minutes ago, he called a special session for the windfall profits tax.
Oh, that. All right.
That's the same thing.
The way it was worded, it sounded like it was an investigation into the greed of the oil companies.
No, it's about the windfall profits tax. That story at 5:05.
That phrase wasn't there.
Yeah, it must have been his words in his tweet or his speech or whatever. I don't know. Who ran that? Some news station?
Channel 7. They reproduced the tweet, and it just sounded different than what we were talking about.
What was the word in there? Greed or?
Greed. Yeah, it was all about greed. He's such a... This is from the guy that has $100 billion in extra taxes that he doesn't need, and he calls the oil companies greedy.
They're taking no chances. The ballots are arriving, so that's why the bribes are going out to people's bank accounts, right, this inflation relief money, and that's why he's making a big stand over, oh, I'm going to go after them for their excess profits. So they just want to make sure that none of this gas price anger is going to be taken out in the voting in November. I don't think there's any real state legislator seats in jeopardy of the Democrats, but I don't follow every 120 races.
You never know. But no other state has this problem. A little bit of knowledge.
Because no other state is fighting climate change the way we are, John. Don't you know that? Did you hear what he said yesterday? I mentioned he signed this climate agreement with the governors of Oregon and Washington and the premier from British Columbia. I didn't know they had premiers. And you know what he said? It was like a big headline. Eat your heart out, Fox News. He's an idiot, a child. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's running against Fox News.
Look what I'm doing. I'm signing a big climate accord with two states and eat your heart out, Fox News. Look what I'm accomplishing. That's kind of the idea behind
that.
He's
like a little kid, isn't he?
He is.
He's really like immature.
I'm still wondering if before we get to, it's not going to happen this year, but before we get to 2024, some kind of big breakdown happens again with him.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Maybe something really embarrassing or, you know, something else more scandalous.
Big booze dive.
It's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
he does seem like he's cracking up in a way.
He does. He's become even more cocky and flippant.
Yeah. He's not acting like a mature adult. There was some kind of arrested development there.
Well, we're not throwing him in the dumpster, but related to all this, the hack that's going in the dumpster today on the John and Ken Show was a guest on our show just 2 days ago. We told people to check out the podcast for the interview we did with... Oh, go ahead, John.
Severin Bornstein.
Severin Boing-Boing.
Bornstein. Severin Bornstein.
Professor of the Graduate School / E.T. Grether Chair in Business Administration and Public Policy / Faculty Director, Energy Institute at Haas.
/ he makes $576,000 a year.
And so he's at UC Berkeley.
And he's been on a couple of these commissions helping whoever's the governor develop energy policy. So
here's why I think he should go in the dumpster, because obviously you and Hid did most of the interview. I spent most of it listening because you were the aggressive questioner. But I like the part where you said to him, are you going to blame the government for any of this government policy, California policy? He wouldn't.
No.
He just deflected the question.
Because he is the government, and he has developed some of this policy.
What his specialty is? He's an expert on the economics of renewable energy, economic policies for reducing greenhouse gases, and electricity pricing.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's all right there in the description of his expertise.
So this is...
He's vested in this.
This experiment has come out of his brain. He doesn't want to admit it's a failure, and falls back on the oil companies are greedy. You know, they're.
That's kind of what he did in explaining. He did the usual. Right now, they're doing maintenance, and the refineries are down, so the supply. He did the usual argument. We all know what this is. We've explained it all week long. This is all on purpose.
Yeah, and
if you drive an industry out of the state, of course they're going to contract their operations, and you are going to have less supply.
And in certain times
of the year, it's going to get really ugly.
They don't want to admit they're going to have no effect on the atmosphere. He knows all this we do in California has no effect on the global atmosphere. And I tried to point this out in our conversation to see if he would admit it, because China and India are constructing and opening dozens of coal-fired energy plants.
You know his response to that was, China has more electric vehicles than we do. Well, they also have like three times the people, don't they?
Yeah, four times the people.
Four times the number of people, anyway.
So, of course, they're going to have more electric cars, but most people don't drive electric cars. And the
don't kid yourself. A lot of people in China don't even have a car.
Well, yes.
But what they're doing, you're right. They need fossil fuels to power the economy and bring those people out of poverty.
The only way to bring masses of people from poverty to the middle class is by burning fossil fuels. That's the only way, because you have to create factories. You have to manufacture things. You have to give them jobs where they don't need college educations to secure a middle class living.
Right.
Then they also have to be able to drive to these factories where you're manufacturing things. So you need the fossil fuels to power the factories. You need the fossil fuels to power the electrical grid. You need the fossil fuels to power transportation. It is impossible in 2022 to move a country forward economically without burning fossil fuels. And he knows this. And that's why he pissed me off so much. Because he knows all the increased coal burning that they're doing in India and China, and I'm just using that as one example. All of that, overwhelmingly, 1,000-fold, 100,000-fold, dwarfs whatever minuscule savings of greenhouse gas that we execute here in California. And he knows this. And that is so deceptive. It is just so just infuriating. But well, he's making over $500,000 of our tax money pushing this nonsense. So it's a good racket.
An excerpt from the interview a couple of days ago, and then we'll round up you're rounding up the mob members,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm going to get them. So play a clip of Bornstein here.
I would say that we haven't done a good job of planning for the fact that we're using a cleaner burning gasoline. And I was on a committee in 1999, and I was chair of the Petroleum Market Advisory Committee in 2014 to 2017.
All right, start up the crowd.
And both times we
let him in. Open the doors, open the gates, let him come in here. Yeah, he's been had a big voice in energy policy for 23 years. All right, Ukrainians, Russians, welcome to the new Russian soldiers. Let's go get him here. I'll help you. Here. Grab him right there. Give him a good hard squeeze. Up in the dumpster. Yes. Yes. Good. I don't know what that is.
Looks mushy and wet.
Huh? I think it was tomatoes.
Paint? Was a story about them throwing paint on a politician?
I think it was some kind of fruit.
The other thing that got me mad about him in that interview was he tried to, and the Times was good at doing this for years, he tried to conflate climate change gases with, like, smog. He tried to do that. Remember that?
Yeah.
He said, remember when California's got cleaner air than it had in the 1960s, and it's all because of these kinds of policies.
No.
But that's what I mean. And the Times did that for a long time, too, because everyone now refers to pollution as both climate change gases and, you know, traditional smog.
Two.
When other people make a distinction between the two.
The bad pollution back in the 60s and 70s came from cars that burned gasoline badly and efficiently. It was a different kind of gas, leaded gas. You were only getting 8 miles to the gallon. And we're not driving anywhere near the same kind of automobiles as people did 40 and 50 years ago. I mean, that's just so outrageously deceptive and misleading. And again, he knows that on purpose. Greenhouse gases are not carbon monoxide pollution. Carbon dioxide is different from carbon monoxide. And
he kept making the point, you see, it's those kinds of policies that gave us cleaner air. And it's kind of what we're talking about now, but it's not.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody's a minister of propaganda now.
Hey, weather geek.
What?
What's a haboob?
Oh, a haboob is like a dust storm.
That's right. It's an Arabic word for blown. Giant walls of dust created from high winds rushing out of a collapsing thunderstorm. Apparently, they hit the eastern part of California today. They hit Arizona a few days ago. Big haboobs, big dust storms. They even stopped traffic in Arizona. People couldn't see anything. If it's built, it can completely block out the sun.
Haboobs usually
see
do
a
stop
few feet
traffic
in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's a great word for our politicians, haboobs.
They're haboobs. Yeah, they get them in Nevada, too. Anywhere where there's desert and
yeah,
and,
that's why
and
they
sand.
Come from the Arabic world. That's pretty, right. pretty common there.
Yeah.
All right, let's go out the door with the Moist Line round two. All you have to do is leave a message.
Speaking of boobs.
Through the iHeartRadio app, you can use the microphone icon to leave a message there. Or call the good old Moist Line toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
This whole taser thing to me is kind of ridiculous. I've been saying for years, why are those shaped like guns? They don't need to be. They're a point-and-shoot device. You don't have to aim them. They have no recoil. Why not just make them shaped like a TV remote where you press a button? Then there can be no confusion.
We're all gonna roast! We're gonna burn!
Airplanes use way more fuel than cars, but they're not making a big deal out of airplanes.
John Cobalt, I love the war you got into with that guy about the gas prices. Oh my God, I was laughing so hard. Oh, keep it up.
Bringing up a once-in-a-century catastrophic weather event in Texas and claiming that their grid is in any way, shape, or form as bad as ours is a joke. And this guy has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, Your Honor, I know it may appear that I assaulted this person when he was on the football field, but actually I was trying to take the field as the game was going on, and somehow he was crossing in front of me and got in my way. I'm lucky I didn't get hurt because of him trying to assault me, I think. Don't you think so, Your Honor?
I want to know, why the hell do we have to change over our gas to a different blend? Why don't we just use one blend?
$7 gas? You have got to be shitting me.
If Karen Bass gets in and they're going to get rid of Villanueva and they keep Newsom, California is completely history, and you know it.
John, you can't blame the weed for Kamala's stupidity. If that were the case, how do you explain Elon Musk? Give her a break. She's naturally stupid.
As long as you Republicans keep on kissing Donald Trump's, I will never vote anything Republican.
The reason the people vote the way they do is because they're not educated and they're lazy to do the research to vote the correct way.
You keep forgetting that Jerry Brown changed our voting laws, and there's a lot of nasty little groups of bullies running around intimidating voters. They're scared.
I'm tired of the high gas prices, the inflation, the crime, the homelessness. We can't just keep voting along party lines.
What the heck's going on with Yoga Pants Garcetti? Is that story buried, or is he the ambassador to India yet?
I don't get it. We can't put a recall of Gascon on the ballot. But then every 2 years, that damn dialysis proposition keeps on popping up.
Did Joe Biden really say nobody f***s with Joe Biden?
Yes.
Sir, everybody f***s with Joe Biden. The Saudis, DeSantis, Putin, you name it. Everybody be f***ing with Biden. So he's so full of s***.
Biden's a 70-year-old man. It's really not that edgy. A prediction to say that he's sick and going downhill.
Less than 200,000 homeless? What happened to the 2 million that just came across the border?
I work in downtown LA and I take public transportation. I renamed it instead of subway. I called it the urethra because it smells like piss. Thanks, Gavin Newsom.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
You know, I thought about today, Jerry Brown, because all this talk about Putin and nukes. Remember Jerry Brown's in charge of like the doomsday clock? Did he move closer to midnight again? Did he do that again? He usually does that in the fall. They used to call on him to come and read the time where we are.
Him and his stupid. Midnight. Yeah. It's stupid doomsday clock.
The apocalypse desk. It's Jerry Brown. It was about climate change, but nuclear is.
Meantime, he left behind all these horrific policies that makes California like we're all living doomsday every day.
Oh, I know. And I thought of that earlier. Remember our guest who talked about Skid Row and meth? And how this new meth mixture is really... And I thought Prop 47, which passed when Jerry Brown was governor, and Prop 47, of course, reduced drug crimes to misdemeanors. That doesn't help the problem when people are getting hooked on worse meth than ever.
So the drug addicts are left to be on the street instead of getting treatment, right?
Yeah, forced into treatment.
Right. So they're out on the street, and eventually they run into the more powerful meth.
That's right.
They call it the P2P meth.
P2P meth.
This is what it does is it turns you into a schizophrenic. The damage from the meth, or the way the brain reacts to the meth, makes you act the way schizophrenics act.
That's right. So you can call it mental illness, but actually it's probably just meth.
Yeah. And so we had this guest on earlier from LA Magazine
who wrote this long story
about it. And as we were talking, I was thinking, there is zero effort going on right now to stop the production of this PCP meth that's coming over the border.
Along with fentanyl.
Yeah. And fentanyl, right? And fentanyl deaths are at a record high. It's tens of thousands of fentanyl deaths. We have tens of thousands of people wandering the streets like zombies because of the P2P meth. So fentanyl and meth are killing tens of thousands of people right in front of our eyes. We know it's there. We know where it's coming from. And literally, there's nobody in the whole country doing anything to stop this.
Not to stop the drugs, not to force people into treatment, nothing.
Nothing. And we just watch, like, the degradation of society.
Yeah, people dying on the sidewalks.
It's like, well, what's in it for everybody in government not to stop this meth and fentanyl flow? What's the upside for them? What are they getting out of it?
A cut from the drug money?
That's what I'm wondering. It makes you wonder that they must be benefiting in some way because they're happy killing tens of thousands of people. And it doesn't bother them at the very least. So, I mean, are they psychopaths? I don't understand what's going on.
All right. Well, you think about it on the long weekend.
I will.
But watch baseball to distract yourself.
No, because that's going badly too right now.
I see it is. The Padres.
Mets are losing 3-0.
So it's early.
There's not much to live for here. All right. Mark Ronner has the news. I assume Conway's coming in.
Oh, yeah. What happened to
Conway? We don't know. Okay. People are throwing their hands up.
Somebody will be doing the show because we're even.
Well, yeah, we're out of here, so good
luck.
Ding
dong, goodbye.
Mark Ronner with the news, KFI and KOSD HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.